Geek Speak with Molly's bestie, Richard Pascoe, for the Telstra Shop, Murray Bridge and Mount Barker.
Good morning, Richard.
Morning, Molly. Glad to have you back. It's really nice to talk to you again, and I see you had a wonderful holiday as well.
I did. It was so nice. Such a good time. But, of course, I missed our catch-up, Richard, so I'm very glad that we are doing this. My heart couldn't go on without you.
Oh, there we go. The rumours keep going, so yeah.
Now, you want to talk today about how many people subscribe to YouTube Premium. I've always wondered this. I always just swipe away the pop-ups when it comes to Premium.
Yeah, people do, and because they just literally get onto YouTube and go along. It's a very, very busy platform. It's got 2 billion monthly users out there as well. It really runs on ads. But, you know, if you want to go along to YouTube without the ads and get all the music, you can download the clips to your devices as well. You can be part of the other 50 million people that actually do it. It's not that many, but it's growing all the time.
Mm.
So for $14.99 a month, you can, you know, basically watch anything you want. You don't have to pirate things on there as well, people, which still a lot of people do, steal stuff from there. So, you know, have a think about going along and doing that. By comparison, Spotify is the world's biggest streaming service, has 165 million paying members.
Wow.
Google actually holds about 8% of that. Apple Music's double that. Spotify is double that as well. So YouTube Premium, it's a good idea to go along and do it. I really think you get all the music as well. So give it a go. But 50 million people and growing now. They've found that subscription model that starts to work, because I've tried some things in the past that hasn't worked.
Yeah, golly. Well, I might have to click next time it pops up, Richard. You've inspired me. Now, we've talked about this before. Restarting your phone, you've given me the hot tip that it's like giving your phone a big nap, a big refresh. How often should we actually be doing this?
At least twice a month. And
wow.
If time permits, once a week is really good. If you do it more than that, completely unnecessary. You don't need to do that. So when you restart your phone, it stops all the applications that run in the background. It means nothing with unnecessary. It doesn't need anything to, you know, it stops them all. And your phone will actually run faster when you've after you've restarted your phone. And once a week, it improves the battery health of your phone as well. Not restarting won't have that effect on your battery. But you know what? Sometimes your phone will get a bit glitchy on there as well. I spoke to somebody yesterday, hadn't restarted their phone in 6 months, all sorts of problems, restarted it, all back to normal as well. So a couple of times a month, people will be really good.
Is it true as well, Richard? I know we're going off book here, that Apple tries to slow down your phone with those updates, or is that a complete myth?
It's a bit of a myth out there as well. What will happen is that if you've got an older phone, let's say like the 6 or the 8 on there as well, the software that we released today that's going to be released in a couple of weeks' time, you know, it's compatible, but it will slow that phone down.
Right.
Because it's an old phone.
Oh,
old
yeah.
Phone, old processor in there as well, not as quick as the modern phones.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks for clearing that one up. You also have a few quick things that you want to share with us.
We will see a new iPhone in September. All the dates have been released this morning. So the Apple event is next, when I talk to you next week. I would have been up since 3 a.m. To see the Apple event on there as well. So we'll learn all about the new things they're going to release, which will be a new iPhone. So as in previous years, we can expect to see pre-orders on Friday the 17th, I believe, and then the phone should be out on the 24th. That should be the iPhone 13 on there as well. So I know the guys already just quickly had a quick text from Vince at the Telstra store, Mount Barker and Murray Bridge, very excited about the release. Windows 11 will be released on the 5th of October as well. Don't panic about upgrading yet. Keep getting calls about this as well. Windows 10, very good, supported until 2025. And along with that Apple event, I reckon we're going to see a new Apple Watch as well. And some of the rumours around that are it may feature a blood pressure sensor.
Wow.
It may monitor hypertension, check your temperature, which is really good, especially for workplaces out there who still do it. Detect sleep apnea, which will be very popular for people. And believe it or not, it may even perform blood sugar readings. Don't know how they'll do it, but it's very interesting to me.
Yeah. I was only talking about the Apple Watch with my brother last week, and I said, do you really use yours? Like, what? How good is it? And he said he absolutely loves it. But I reckon that sleep apnea stuff will be really helpful for people because I know that's super tough. Now, Richard, we've already been talking too long, so we're going to have to play a track, and we'll come back with Crap Tech of the Week, so don't go anywhere.
I won't.
We are back with my best friend, my true angel, Richard Pascoe. It's time to do this.
Crap Tech of the Week. I said Crap Tech of the Week.
Richard Pascoe's Crap Tech of the Week.
Oh, how good is this, Richard? This
week's
Crap Tech.
We love this segment, don't we?
We do. I'm a bit confused by it, so I'm just going to let you explain.
Okay. I'm not a big fan of eggs, so I don't like this at all. I really don't. It's the Quirky Egg Minder, and it also comes with an app because it's got a smart-enabled egg tray. Now, believe it or not, this stupid thing, you put your eggs in this tray in the fridge, and it syncs with your smartphone to tell you how many eggs you've got at home. Open the fridge up, people, and have a look, or if you don't keep them in the fridge, you should know how many eggs you've got, and it supposedly tells you when they're going bad. Maybe you want to eat them a bit quicker. It literally connects to your phone. Every time you pull an egg out, it tells you how many you've got left. And again, look, people, you can count up to 14. It's got LED lights that indicate the oldest eggs on there as well.
Oh.
You put six eggs. How many eggs are you buying? Oh, my God. And believe it or not, it'll actually send a notification to your phone when your eggs are running low. Again, look, open your eyes up and have a look. You know when you're running out of eggs. What a stupid thing to have.
I love how passionate you are about this, Richard. I could use something like this because I feel like every time I go to the shops, I think to myself, do I have eggs? Did I buy them? Did I not? They are the item that you're never sure about. So maybe I'll be the one sale that this company gets. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Richard. It's been nice to have another voice on the show this morning. Of course, if you want to catch up with Richard, you know where to find him. Search the AdelaideTechGuy.com.au.
Thanks, Molly. Talk to you next week.
See you then.
Okay, bye.